On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, it's the 2018 year in review. I'm recapping the entire year, both with, you know, my personal life, my career, the industry, trends in marketing, social media, news. We're talking about it all. It's the 2018 year in review.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 53 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Woo, end of the year. This is the last episode of 2018. Kind of crazy because I launched this in January 2018. I've been doing this for just about a year, and it's crazy. It's totally crazy. It's amazing how much has changed over the last year, and I'll talk about, well, that's what the whole show is about today, is what's changed over the last year and things that, because things have changed so fast, we forget about them because something big and new and recent happened and we forget about what happened 2 months ago. So I'm going to go over the recap of the whole year and talk about stuff because it's important to reflect on just how crazy and how much changed this year. And it's going to help you prepare for next year too. Because if you know, once you notice the overall trends of what's happened and you can see what's happening right this instant, you'll know what's happening for 2019 and what you need to be doing for your business. Welcome to the episode. Welcome to the show. My name is Dustin Brome, host of the Massive Agent Podcast. I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society. We have a big, big announcement coming next week about the Massive Agent Society. So that's cool. I am a national speaker, trainer, and coach for real estate agents and loan officers. I am an agent myself with eXp Realty in Salt Lake City and the co-founder of leadswebinar.com. Make sure if this is the first time you've listened or you've been listening for months, please subscribe to the show. Wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, please subscribe because then you don't forget. Then you don't have to be like, oh crap, I missed, you know, six episodes and go catch up, or your app stops downloading the episodes and you forget about it. So please just go subscribe, especially in iTunes, especially on Spotify or wherever else. Subscribe to the show and you will never miss an episode. It's downloaded automatically every Thursday morning when we release new shows. All right. So I'm excited to do the show. And as I'm preparing, and I was doing more preparation for this episode than I've done for almost any other show that I've done. You've probably noticed, and those that are close to me know, that I kind of wing, like this show, I kind of wing it. I have some notes. I have some general outline of what I want to talk about, some bullet points, if you will, and then I just wing it. So like it really forces me to know the subject matter. But this one, because 2018 was so crazy, like it was a whirlwind year. So much has happened. So much has changed, and I didn't want to forget anything. So I made a bunch of notes. I looked back at my calendar to find out when certain things happened. And I did a lot more prep for this show than I normally do. Okay. If you are brand new to the show, welcome, welcome. This is definitely the number one show, the number one podcast on planet Earth that starts with the word massive. And we are, this is cool to announce, we are the People's Choice Award winner for the best podcast host. However, apparently my mother was the only one that got the ballot, so she's good people. She counts as, you know, People's Choice, but take it for what it's worth. Totally won that award. Totally won that award with 100% of the vote. So that's cool. That's cool. On this show, this is for realtors and loan officers and title people, anyone in the real estate industry, but I really speak directly to agents and loan officers about marketing. Lead generation, what do you need to know and what do you need to do to get more leads and ultimately sell more homes and close more loans? That's what the show is all about. That's what the show will continue to be about throughout 2019. And since this is a recap show, I'll kind of tell you, 2019, I'm going to do a lot more guests and I'm going to do a lot more crossover guests. So I'm going to have people who are maybe not necessarily real estate agents or in the real estate world, but I'm going to have a marketer Like we're trying to get Owen Video on the show. We're gonna he's gonna talk about YouTube videos and how he's built a business with YouTube videos. He's just a marketer. He's not specific to any one industry. We're gonna reach out to the mortgage world and talk to certain CMOs at mortgage companies and other guests. So leaders of companies that you'd know and other influencers within the real estate world. We're gonna reach out to them a lot more in 2019 because I want to just give a ton of perspective outside of just my own. So tune in for that throughout 2019. Now, the first week of January, we have a big announcement. It is something that I've been working on behind the scenes, and we're going to be doing something that has not been seen before in the real estate world. Well, let's just say it's the first of its kind collaboration in the real estate industry. And I'm talking like the entire real estate industry, like interior design, construction, like investing, like all real estate. Nobody's seen this before, and we're going to announce it the first week of January. It's big. It's going to be super cool. So look for that. And like I mentioned and alluded to, big changes are coming to the Massive Agent Society, our lead generation, Facebook ads training support program, and exclusive referral network, because we only allowed one agent per market. Big changes are coming. I'll get into those next week, but basically it's going to appeal to a lot more people, because right now it's really just for those that want to run Facebook ads and learn how to do that and have Facebook ads they can copy and paste and they're proven to work. Even though that's amazing, some people don't want to do Facebook ads. So it's going to have much more broad appeal. There's going to be a much more affordable option for those of you who just want ongoing coaching. You just want some marketing coaching and training from me on an ongoing basis. So we're going to give that to you. That's definitely the number one request that I've received. And for that, we were not going to limit it to just one agent per market for just the coaching, for access to that. So stay tuned. It's like I said, it's going to appeal to a lot more people. It's going to be a lot more affordable for that option. And then we're going to be adding a hell of a lot more value and a hell of a lot more features to our current membership. So anyone who's currently a member, don't worry, you're going to be paying the same amount you are now. You're grandfathered in, all the extra stuff you just get in addition to what you're getting now. So if you join the Massive Agent Society before the end of 2018, you're grandfathered in. So any price increases that happen, any extra things, and I'm telling you, this stuff's going to be big, like software stuff and like marketing materials and tools you're going to be given and have access to. So, if you're in before 2018, you lock in your price, it's not going up, you're grandfathered in. So if you've been on the fence, now's the time. You have one more week, really. You have one more week. We're also going to be adding a lifetime membership option as well to save a ton of money for whoever takes advantage of that. Okay. Let's recap 2018, shall we? And real quick, my guest next week, I just confirmed it, okay? I am interviewing Kim Garcia, the director of Vayner Experience. Vayner Experience is the arm of Vayner Media, Gary Vaynerchuk's company, that does all their events. Kim Garcia runs the show there, and I'm having her on the show to talk about Agent 2021, which I'm speaking at on January 17th in Miami. I'm speaking on the mortgage track to loan officers about content marketing. And we're going to have Kim on the show next week, the first show of 2019, to talk about that event and what to expect and what it means to the industry and what they have up their sleeve. So that's super cool. I cannot wait to talk to Kim Garcia. They do amazing events. If you guys follow Gary Vaynerchuk, you know. All right, recap. This year, let's start with the market, okay? The real estate market, it started off so hot. Like the first 6 months of 2018 were so hot, so little inventory, especially here in Salt Lake City. And look, I know you're in areas that you might have already been in softening markets. I know Miami's one of them. There's just so many condos, so much inventory. But in Salt Lake, it was nuts. Like, homes, there were not nearly enough homes. Homes were selling within hours, and it was stupid. Then in late August-ish, back to school time, late August, September, the market died. It just died. And I know in a lot of major cities and a lot of major markets, it completely died. Some of them, prices even started going down. not really here in Salt Lake, but it died. There's the demand just died. And I think it's interest rates rising, the stock market uncertainty, a bunch of other things. And winter, obviously it's slower in the winter anyways, but there's something about this with what's going on with the stock market that makes me think the trend will continue. I think 2019, we're going to see either a sideways real estate market or it's going to go down in a lot of markets around the country. So I'm trying to word this so that I don't really, really step on toes, because you guys know I step on toes often and don't really think twice about it. But I don't want to seem insensitive, okay? I want to seem sensitive. I don't want people to think that I'm like basking in, and that's not even the right phrase, that I'm celebrating people losing, celebrating people failing. I'm not. That I actually, if you know me and are part of any of my coaching programs, it really worries me and concerns me how many people, how many agents, how many loan officers will be out of business this year. They will be out of business because they built their business in good times in an up market, and they have no clue how to switch things and, you know, market and get new business in down economies. They have no clue. They've been fed leads. They've been, you know, business has fallen into their lap because of good times. Well, now they're going to be hurting bad, and it worries me and it concerns me. And that's why I'm so stoked for anyone who is listening to the show and you are taking lead generation into your own hands and you are marketing like it's 2019, not like it's 2017 or 2016, because it's different. There's the big differences between now and 2 and 3 years ago. So anyways, pay attention to what's going on in your market. Pay attention to what's going on nationally. The stock market is very worrisome. Interest rates, the Federal Reserve as of today, like the most up-to-date information I have is they're projecting 2 more increases in rates in 2019. I wish they wouldn't. I wish they'd kind of wait and see what happens, because right now the market's lost like 4,000 points in 2 months. So not looking good so far. It can come back quickly, but there's a lot of other factors. So keep an eye on that. And we'll talk about that a little bit more on the show too, moving forward. It's not going to be all economics, but we'll talk about the state of the economy, because that factors into the way you market and the message that you have in your marketing. So it's directly important, something we have to consider. So January 2018 is when I launched this show. I've told the story before on the show, and for those of you new, I'll go over it quickly. So I've always wanted to start a podcast for like the last few years. I'm like, that'd be cool. You know, ever since Neil Mathweg and his Onion Juice podcast, which he just renamed Agent Rise podcast, by the way. Ever since he did that show, I was like, that'd be cool. I'd like to do a podcast. But it was just one of those things. It was one of those things I added to the list of things to do eventually. Some things that would be nice to do. And something happened in January. It was actually New Year's Day. I was walking the dog at night. I always take the dog for a walk at night, listening to podcasts. I was listening to a Pat Flynn Smart Passive Income podcast, and they were talking about how to do a podcast, but more than that, just like all the benefits, like the power of a podcast, like the power of having your own show. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, why am I not doing this? It's really not that hard. But I always thought that it was. I was like, you need to have all this crazy expensive equipment, which is completely untrue. You have to have it's a super complicated thing. It's really not, obviously, because I'm doing it. But I decided to go home. Like on that 20-minute walk, I made the decision. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go right downstairs to my office. I'm going to record the first episode, and I'm going to call it the Massive Agent Podcast. And I thought of like all of that happened within a couple minutes. And I was thinking, okay, what do I call this thing? And I started thinking about mega agents, this term mega agent. I've always kind of hated that term. It sounds stupid. And I'm like, well, what's bigger than mega? And I'm like, massive agent. Yes. And that's it. Like, I didn't think about it. I didn't have a focus group. I didn't post about it and say, which name do you like better? I was just like, we're going to call it the freaking Massive Agent Podcast. There we go. And I ran with it. And here we are, 53 episodes later. A ton of growth. The audience has grown a lot more than I thought. We have the audience is about twice as big as I thought it would be by the end of the year. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in and, you know, helping to share the episode and, you know, tagging us on Instagram and your stories and stuff when you're listening. I can't tell you how much that means to me when we're tagged at Massive Agent in an Instagram story and someone's like, hey, I'm listening to the new episode, and, you know, they say a little bit about it, so I get some feedback. I can't tell you how awesome that is. So thank you guys. And anytime you do that, obviously I'm going to reshare it in our story to give you a little bit more exposure, but just to kind of thank you for doing that, because it's cool. But so much has changed. And just by launching the podcast, I then launched in May the Massive Agent Minute, which is our Alexa flash briefing. Speaking gigs have come up. I'm speaking at Agent 2021, for God's sakes, Gary Vaynerchuk's event. That would not have been possible without this show and what this show has led to. I'm doing a solo talk at Inman Connect in New York in the end of January. And that's on how to start a podcast. I did a presentation for the Agent Marketers Marketing Interrupt virtual conference on how to do a podcast. In fact, guys, if you've been wanting to do a show, you should go over to marketinginterrupt.com. Even though the event is over, you can still buy a ticket. It's $50, which is, and 100% of that is a donation to two different charities, $25 to each, Operation Underground Railroad and No Kid Hungry. $50 charitable donation, you get a free ticket to Marketing Interrupt, and you can watch the whole thing on demand. It's 4 days worth of different topics. I spoke on the second day about how to do a podcast, a 45-minute presentation, all my secrets, all the details, everything you need to know. I laid it out in that. I'm super proud of that presentation. And so if you want to do a podcast yourself, go spend $50. Well, invest $50 in these charities, get free access to the replays of the conference, and go watch that presentation. That's the best, most in-depth thing I've done to date on how to do a podcast. So there we go. I've seen a lot of friends this year launch their businesses, launch their coaching programs, launch their speaking careers, seen that take off. Super, super stoked for my friends, Jason Frazier, Chelsea Pites, Shannon Milligan, Salvatore Frischia in San Diego. He's been doing a lot more speaking, and he's in the property management side of things. I know I'm missing Sue Pinky Benson down in Naples, Florida. Pinky knows Naples, and everyone knows Pinky. Her speaking career is just blown up in 2018, rightfully so. So cool. I've seen so many of my friends having some crazy success. So that's been cool. All within a year. Seriously, just within 12 months. On a personal note, 2018 for me has been amazing on so many positive levels. So many new opportunities. So many new doors have opened. I switched brokerages in May. I switched from Equity Real Estate, which is the biggest, at least at the time, it was the biggest brokerage in the state of Utah as far as market share of deals closed. But outside Utah, they don't have much of a presence, even though they're in like 20-something states. They are 100% brokerage where I only paid a transaction fee. It was $500 per deal and no commission split, but I didn't really get any perks, no technology offerings. Like, sure, I got Dot Loop Premium, you know, okay, but not a whole lot else. And I switched to eXp Realty in May. And looking back, I should have done that a year ago. I should have switched brokerages a year prior when I first started entertaining the thought. But when you're closed off, you're closed off. And, you know, there's consequences. When you're closed-minded, when you are so set in your ways that you won't even entertain other opportunities, doesn't mean you have to take them. But closing yourself off, this is a lesson I learned this year. Because I still kick myself in the ass. Don't be so closed off to opportunities. Even if you feel that you're 100% happy and content where you're at, and this is not just for brokerages, this is anything. Even if you think you're 100% good, that you're just 100% good, it doesn't hurt to look at other opportunities, because if you find out there is something better, that's good for you. If you find out there isn't, that's also good for you. Because then that helps solidify and Here we go. The squirrel's back. See, the squirrel became our number one guest, most talked about guest for sure on the show. So the squirrel has made yet another appearance on the last episode of the year. I don't know. I'll come back to it. But Jesus, totally off the rails there. This is my life. And this is my brain. But it definitely validates. That's the word. Validates. If you think that, okay, my brokerage is the best, I would not be happy anywhere else, I have the best situation ever, and then you go look at five other brokerages and how they do things and, you know, what they're offering, and you could either find out one of them's better, which is good for you because then you found a better opportunity. But if all of them you're like, hey, I actually have it really good here. Now you know, now you have that perspective. It validates you thinking that you really do have it great. But if you just, like most people, were like, oh, I have the best brokerage on the planet, or I have the best, you know, whatever. This is in the context of brokerages, but you know what I'm saying. I have the best brokerage on the planet. Oh, my broker is the best. No one can beat us. That's just, let's be honest, that's something people say. That's just something people say. It's not like they've done the research to find out that it's literally the best. You know, it's just, they're happy, so they equate that to it's better than everything else. It's usually not. So I opened my mind, switched in May to eXp Realty, been super excited, a lot of upside, additional income streams, company stock, recruited more than a dozen agents over. It super, super cool stuff within just half a year. So I'm really excited about 2019 for that. Speaking of brokerages, we've seen some brokerages really, like the landscape in our industry has really changed this year. eXp really came on strong this year and more than doubled, but it's not just eXp. Keller Williams continued its dominance. You've seen Compass it seemingly come out of nowhere and just like start buying all these brokerages and investing tens of millions in technology and branding. And Compass is now a major, major player in the industry. I love their branding, by the way. I absolutely love the Compass branding. They seem to really have some good, they seem to really have some good stuff going for them. I have a few friends over at Compass and they're all stoked with it. So, you know, they came out of nowhere in 2018. There's a lot of indie brokerages popping up too. It seems like right now, and this is one of the reasons why I joined eXp now, is a lot of these older, more stale, less nimble brokerages, like the legacy brands, they don't do anything new. Like they don't have anything new to offer. They don't have anything unique or special. And if you don't have anything unique or special now when it's so competitive and there's so much disruption happening, like why would anyone stick around? You know? Why? So we're going to see a lot more of that, a lot more upheaval in the brokerage landscape in 2019. I like it. I think it's cool. We're going to see brokerages buy other brokerages and mergers and acquisitions and all that. It's going to be cool, not just with brokerages, but with vendors. So, I mean, it's going to be carnage. There's going to be new stuff happening, new players that just pop up out of nowhere that we don't even know about yet. So 2019 is going to be really exciting as far as that goes. So back in May, I went to, and I'm kind of bouncing all over my notes here, which probably doesn't surprise any of you knowing how the squirrel takes over and hosts for me, but I'm not reading my notes in order at all. I'm bouncing all over the place, but that's okay because that's how my brain works. I went to VoiceCon in May in New York City. And for me personally, I'd never been to New York City. It was literally at the top of my bucket list. I think before I went on that trip, now I went for the Gary Vaynerchuk VoiceCon conference about voice marketing, like Alexa, podcasting, Alexa skills, stuff like that, because I knew I already had a podcast at the time. I had been, I went in May, we launched in January, so I already had the show going, but I knew I wanted to get on Alexa and learn more about that. So I went to that, and that was just a one-day thing. Then the family came, and we stayed for a week so I could explore New York City. We stayed at the Park Lane Hotel on the south end of Central Park, right on Central Park South, like two doors away from the Plaza Hotel, the Home Alone Hotel, that one. And so it was ridiculous. I spent way too much money on that trip, but I'm like, if I'm going to go to New York for a conference, I'm going to go to New York. Like, I'm not just going to stay at the Comfort Inn. I want to stay on Central Park with a room that overlooks Central Park. and I want all that. So we did. We went, and our room was on like the 30th floor overlooking Central Park. My family was there. It was absolutely incredible. We did the tourist thing, Statue of Liberty, Subway, Little Italy. We went to Chinatown. We had this amazing meal at this little place in Little Italy. Forget the name. One of like 18 million awesome restaurants in New York City. But that was at the top of my bucket list at the time. And now I'm so stoked to go back in January for Inman. But if I had been offered a trip to like Bora Bora, if someone was like, hey, would you rather go to New York City or Bora Bora? I really think at that time I would have picked New York City over Bora Bora. I just wanted to go so bad. I love big cities. And now that I've been there, I love it that much more and I want to go back. So that was cool. But VoiceCon, what I learned there that I think you guys need to know, and I talked about this back on the VoiceCon voice marketing recap episode, and I'll find the episode number here in a sec. Okay, found it. Episode number 24 that we released in early June. Go back to Massive Agent Podcast episode 24, How to Use Alexa and Voice Marketing to Sell More Homes. That's kind of my recap of VoiceCon. What I learned at the time, and I told you I had my podcast already launched, I learned a bit more about how to podcast, how to use it, how to leverage it to, you know, grow your brand, grow your audience and all that, and what's possible. There's a lot of opportunities. Like you've heard of podcast networks, maybe you haven't, but NPR has a bunch of different shows. It's like ABC and Fox and, you know, Netflix. Like they all have a bunch of different shows under the network. Well, there's podcast networks. So like Panoply, Gimlet, NPR, something new that you'll hear about next week. They'll have their own shows. And so there's so many different things like that out there in the podcasting world that I didn't know about, different ways to insert ads that like bigger shows do, or like ads could be inserted that if you're listening in Atlanta, it'll insert like a local Atlanta ad. If you're in Nashville, it'll in the same spot, it'll put a Nashville related one. So there's crazy technology out there that already exists for podcasting. If you're doing ads, we've chosen not to do that up to now on this show, not to say we wouldn't ever, but we just haven't. But I learned about flash briefings. So I learned how an Alexa flash briefing is like a mini podcast, and you can add it to your flash briefings. And I learned all about the stats of Alexa and how many people have them and how many new people would be having them around the holidays, which just happened. And there's like tens of millions more people that now have Alexa devices in their homes just from Black Friday. And then Christmas is going to happen. And so I was like, look, there's this huge opportunity to take advantage of and get in front of listeners on Alexa. And I could do a spinoff of my podcast rather than doing something totally different, even though it kind of is because it's 100% unique. Each flash briefing episode is. I got what I needed out of it. I heard from people at Google. I heard from people at Chase Bank that were doing flash briefings and skills, and Diageo, the liquor company, and they were doing Alexa marketing and all these major brands. And I'm like, if they're doing it with all their research, I probably should too. And then I learned how easy it was. So the very next week after VoiceCon, I launched the Massive Agent Minute, our Alexa flash briefing. We still do it every single day, 7 days a week. There's a new episode. It's 100% original. It's not just a clip from this podcast. It's an idea, a strategy, a rant, a story, a thought, something that I feel would be relevant or helpful or interesting or entertaining. So it's an extension of this show on Alexa every single day, 7 days a week. There's something new. You just have to go enable it. You can do that at massiveagentpodcast.com/OurBriefing, O-U-R briefing, or just on your Alexa app or Amazon desktop. Go search under skills, type in Massive Agent Minute, enable it, and then all you have to do is say, Alexa, play my flash briefings. Every flash briefing you have enabled will then play. So that's how that works. Go do that if you haven't. And if you haven't even started looking at doing your own skills and, or sorry, your own flash briefings, you absolutely should. And if you have a podcast, a flash briefing is just a mini podcast. You record it the same way. You upload it the same way. I use Buzzsprout, which is my podcast host, to host my flash briefing. I use the free plan and it's amazing. It's so user-friendly. And so that works very, very well. I'm really excited to see how voice marketing changes in 2019. It really exploded in 2018, but I'd say most people still aren't utilizing it. 2019, I think that changes dramatically. So you guys who are taking advantage of that now and launching your podcasts or launching your flash briefings or both and teaming up with other shows to collaborate, wink, wink, then you're going to kill it in 2019. A year from now, the landscape will look totally different. And so I'm projecting a year from now just how powerful podcasts and flash briefings will be. And that's why I'm doing all this now. That's why we're announcing something huge next week, first part of January, that it has not been seen before in this industry. So that's cool. So in April, we launched the Massive Agent Society. It's our training and coaching program for those who want to generate leads through Facebook ads. Anyone who wants to become a Facebook ads expert, a Facebook ads master, totally self-sufficient in running your own Facebook ads, the Massive Agent Society is for you. And so here's how that came to be. I've always looked at what other courses were out there for Facebook ads for real estate agents, what other coaches were out there. And what I saw was insane cost. There's some programs out there from people who know what they're doing, like coaches that know what they're doing and they teach good stuff, but it's $2,000 a month. Sometimes $5,000 a month, depending on who it is, for Facebook ads coaching and training, where they give you a login, you log in and, you know, watch a self-led course. It's just a bunch of training videos, right? Not to say that that's not effective, but I was like, that's ridiculous. I would never pay that. How, you know, how can I make this even less expensive than my one-on-one coaching clients pay me for, you know, like to sit down for a day? Because I do, like, I've been flown into, you can hire me for the day, you know, cover my travel costs plus a fee, and I'll come sit down with you for the full 8 to 10 hours, work with you one-on-one, you know, with marketing, business planning, coaching, all that in your city. We could do that. We could do it in front of your team, but it's expensive, right? How could I do it for a lot less and do it in a more accessible way? So I'm like, that's what we need. I launched the Massive Agent Society, and we did that in April. That's been going really well, but I have gotten some feedback from you guys that, you know, not everybody wants Facebook ads. Not everyone, they want my coaching, but they can't afford it, and or they're just not that interested in Facebook ads. So, you know, we got your feedback, and we're going to be making it appeal to a lot more people. There's going to be a much more affordable option for those who just want coaching. I'm still available to be hired for the day. You know, we can talk if you want to find out exactly how much that is. If you want to fly me in to talk to your team, talk to your brokerage, whatever. I'm doing speaking. I'm doing training all over the place. 2019, lots of opportunities there that I'm doing. So I'll announce those when they pop up. But I launched the society because one of the biggest things that my clients were saying was like, look, now I know how to run an ad. I know how to run an ad now. I just don't know what to run. I know that Facebook ads are supposed to be so great. They're the best value you can reach. You know, you can put them in front of a specific person and nail down exactly who sees it so that they're much more likely to be interested in the content. But I just don't know what kind of content to do. So I'm like, okay, how can I solve this? So one of the biggest aspects of the society, aside from the ongoing coaching and training and the private Facebook group and the referral network and stuff, is the database of Facebook ads. So you log into the website, you get your own login, bunch of training videos and stuff, and then a database of ads. So you could say, okay, I want to promote an open house. What ad should I run? You click on it. It tells you the headline to use, the photo to use, you know, the audience to target, everything. And then you just go duplicate it yourself because it takes that guesswork out of it. This, I don't know what to do. Like, I know how to do it. I just don't know what to do. We solved that too. So I launched that in May. That's been doing really well. 2019, we're going to pour the gas on it. And like I said earlier, if you want to be grandfathered in, not pay anymore, and have a ton of extra stuff given to you the first week of January or so, make sure you join, reserve your market, because right now, Only one agent per market is allowed to join. Go to massiveagentsociety.com. There's a link up at the top that says sold out markets. Click on that. If your market is circled in red, sorry, it's not available just yet. But if it is available, you can reserve it, be grandfathered in for all the cool stuff in 2019. Massiveagentsociety.com. Okay. Let's talk about the broader, let's talk about the society, the economy, housing market, the marketing world, stuff like that. 2018, we saw Facebook's data breach scandal get crazy with Cambridge Analytica and all these data breaches. And then it came to light that Facebook was sharing our personal information with this vendor and that vendor and not protecting it in this way and that way. And it got crazy. So like Facebook is kind of in the doghouse. Facebook's on many people's shit list. They're not really on mine because I still love their ad platform. And I think there's nothing better if you're trying to get leads and market your business. But yeah, they don't really give a shit about our privacy. They just don't. Now, part of that is on us, right? Because we are knowingly giving this information. And like in return for the information, we get all of their services and the platform for free. So how much can we really complain? But they also play fast and loose with privacy. So it is what it is. That really exploded in 2018. And the ripple effects, you know, that they changed their ad platform and some of the audience options. You can no longer directly target homeowners. You can no longer target income levels. You can no longer target renters. All the third-party demographic data that they had, they got rid of. They're like, anything that comes from a third party, we're not going to use anymore. They are developing that same information, that the same demographic information, just using their own data, which is awesome. I look forward to that. But there's in like mid 2018, they removed some of these targeting options, which we just had to make adjustments with our Facebook ads. I think my ads are working even better, you know, with just some different targeting options. And I know some of you society members and clients have said the same thing. You're like, wow, this is actually working better than when we had those other targeting options. So it's not the end of the world. We just have to roll with the punches. Then Alexa took off this year. Like I said, we already kind of talked about that. Alexa took off, Google Home, voice marketing in general. There's a lot of skills out there on the Alexa store. If you're not familiar, an Alexa skill is like an app on your iPhone, okay? Only it's a voice app. It's an audio-only app on the Alexa platform or on the Google Home platform. That's what a skill is. And you can have them do anything, really. I did one for an open house this year. Go scroll through our Instagram feed and look for the Alexa skill video where I show the video of the skill at an open house and I describe and explain how I use it and how you can do it too. Super cool way to use Alexa to wow people at your open houses. But Alexa took off. 2019, it's going to take off even more than we can imagine. So I'm excited to be positioned ahead of that. Amazon continued their domination of basically everything in 2018. They bought Whole Foods. I think that was in 2018. It was early 2018. But they're pushing into healthcare. They've partnered with Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. They've partnered with Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan Chase. And they are actively looking at changing the healthcare world. So I think that's health insurance, actual health care, how that's delivered, prescriptions. Amazon bought an online pharmacy called, I think it's Pillbox. So Amazon's changing everything there. They bought a mortgage company and they're actually like hiring mortgage executives for their own mortgage arm. So watch out for Amazon in 2019. We've talked about that a lot on this show, especially in the last couple months. Zillow really took off with their iBuying programs, with their, you know, Zillow buying homes themselves. Opendoor does the same thing. And now some brokerages are coming out saying, you know what, we're going to do this too. We're going to offer, in addition to our agents out there, you know, doing their thing, we're going to actually be making offers on homes and we're going to buy those homes and flip them ourselves. It's called iBuying. That's the term that was kind of coined by Inman and it's kind of caught on. But that's taken off in 2018 for sure. I just saw that Opendoor is expanding to Washington, D.C. soon. And Zillow just announced a couple more cities that they're going to be buying homes in. It's called Zillow Instant Offers, or maybe it's just Zillow Offers now. But pay attention to that. That could potentially disrupt how we do things as agents and loan officers. Zillow bought a mortgage company, and I should have looked this up, but the name, it doesn't matter anymore anyways, but Zillow bought a mortgage company. Pretty soon it's going to just be Zillow Mortgage, and now Zillow is in the mortgage business. So loan officers, yeah, kind of important to know. Agents, also kind of important to know, so you can see the writing on the wall. And just pay attention. Pay attention and think critically about, okay, what comes next? How does this affect me? How can I take advantage of it? How can I best position myself? We try to do a lot of that on this show, but you need to do that for yourself as well. And then LinkedIn. Okay. If you've listened to, I remember being interviewed on the Onion Juice podcast a couple times, and I would just rail against LinkedIn. It's the worst social network on the planet. I hate it. It's so boring. I liked Google Plus more. And something happened in 2018 where they changed things. They changed the algorithm a little bit. They allow video now, and more people started using LinkedIn socially, not just with stuffy business shit the way it used to be. And now LinkedIn is one of my top three social networks. I started using LinkedIn a hell of a lot more around August or September, and it's opened so many doors. I've met so many amazing people, so many influential people on the mortgage side, on the real estate side, outside our industry. It's helped me grow my podcast. It's helped me grow my audience. LinkedIn is really, really powerful, especially if you create video content. Really, if you create any content, if you blog, you can do that on LinkedIn. If you're great with long form posts, you can do that on LinkedIn. LinkedIn should not be ignored. Not only should they not be ignored, you need to start figuring out LinkedIn. So now my big three social networks that I focus on are Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And this will come as a surprise to some of you. Some of you already know this, but 3 years ago, Snapchat kind of brought me to the dance. Snapchat kind of changed everything for me and helped me grow my audience and everything. I start making a name for myself through Snapchat. Sometime around early to mid 2018, I stopped using Snapchat. Not intentionally. It was subconscious, but I started using Instagram and so much more, and then started using LinkedIn more. And I'm like, I just don't have time for Snapchat. And pretty soon I'm like, I haven't been on Snap in months and I just don't care. I am focusing on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn because I think those, for me and what I'm trying to do and what my strengths and weaknesses are, those are the best for me. 2019, I'm going to try to do more on YouTube for sure, but you just have to know what you want to do, what your strategy is, figure out where the best place to do it is, and so that's what I'm focused on. So 2018, the year that I tripled down on LinkedIn and stopped using Snapchat. Kind of crazy. Back in September 2018, I spoke at a Housing Wire conference. It was the first one they've done, the first one like this. It was a conference for agents and loan officers, mostly for mortgage people, called Engage.Marketing. It was in Dallas, Texas in September, and I spoke there on a panel about the relationship between an agent and a loan officer. And I spoke about, like, the whole theme of it was that loan officers, you need to give before you get. You need to stop coming at agents through LinkedIn DM, through Instagram, through Facebook Messenger, through email, and saying, hey, guess what? My company's so great and we offer these programs and I'm the best lender in town. And why don't I buy you lunch? And then why don't you send me your clients? Yeah. Like, I shit all over that every single time. Like, and if you've sent me one of those and I haven't responded, I'm cursing behind the scenes. I'm cursing at you directly. And I'm probably making fun of you and sending screenshots to my friends being like, look at this asshole. Because that's the wrong way to do it. You have to give to get. My whole thing is this, and this is why we have so many loan officers who are now joining our Massive Agent Society. They know now, and this was the message of that panel, is if you want to attract new agent partners, you have to give clients first. Come to an agent that you want to work with after you first research that agent, find out kind of what they're into, what their personality's like, you know, get an idea of who they are and how they do things. Then learn how to generate your own damn leads through Facebook ads, through social media. Bring those leads, ideally pre-approved clients, to an agent and say, hey, you know what? I've been watching you for a while. I love your content. I really want to work with you. Here, I have a pre-approved buyer. here you go. Why don't you work with them? Try me out during this process. And if it, you know, then we can see if we're a good fit, and I'd love to have a long-term relationship with you. That is the formula for winning. If you are a loan officer and you're trying to get more agent partners and get more business from them, you have to give your own business first. So you have to learn how to generate your own leads. If you're a loan officer completely reliant on agents, you're dead in the water already. You may not know it yet, but you're dead in the water. In 2019, I think you will go out of business if you do not know how to generate your own leads. You have to take that into your own hands. So we talked about that at engage.marketing. I had a ton of mortgage executives and leaders in the mortgage world come up afterwards, and they're like, oh, you know what? You're right. You're right. And thank you for saying it. It's, you know, a lot of them said it was a refreshing reminder, and like, it wasn't like it was revolutionary, but it was like, they knew it, but people were just so stuck in their ways. And it took that panel, and it wasn't just me saying this, you know, talking about this message, but it took that to kind of like shake them and be like, you have to change your ways or else you're going to die. And if you want to thrive, here's how to do it. So the mortgage world is waking up, which is really cool, but they are a few years behind agents as far as marketing and lead generation and branding and everything like that. What that means, if you're a loan officer, is you can still take market share from all your competitors. You can still thrive by implementing what we talk on this show right now. Content marketing, paid traffic, lead generation, Facebook ads, social media, voice marketing, all of it. You start doing that as a loan officer. Remember, most of your competition is still asleep. Unlike agents, where it's much more competitive, there's a lot more agents doing the right thing with marketing. Loan officers, you have the chance right now for the next year or two to really thrive while your competitors go out of business. It is what it is. So I'm excited for you if you're a loan officer listening to this show right now, trying to figure out what your strategy is going to be moving forward. I am excited for you because you, if you put in the work, are going to kill it. And agents, same thing for you. You might just have a few more competitors doing it, but only a few. Only a few. Keep an eye on the mortgage industry this year because there's so much consolidation going on. There's companies that are not, like, I'm hearing about this stuff behind the scenes from people who are in the know. And some mortgage companies, big ones that you've heard of, are like a month away from closing their doors, like a month or two away from being out of business because they've screwed themselves in one way or another. So we're going to see a lot of consolidation, mergers and acquisitions within the mortgage world. Margin compression will continue, I believe. Companies are going to go under. Carnage on the mortgage side. Amazon, I think this year is going to make a big play into the mortgage world. So stay tuned, peeps. Stay tuned for that. It's going to get interesting. All right. I hope you guys had an awesome 2018. And even if you didn't, 2019 can be amazing. This next year can be awesome. If you're listening to this show, I think you want more. This show really appeals to those who are trying to improve, trying to learn something new, trying to get a different perspective on how to do business and how they can get clients. So if you're listening to this show, you're already in the right place and you already have the right mindset. It's just a matter of implementing the shit that we talk about. That's it. If you can do that right now, like me, when I was walking the dog and I came home, went downstairs, recorded the first episode, called it Massive Agent Podcast, and I've done it once a week ever since. If you can do that with whatever else you're trying to implement, maybe it's a Facebook Live show you want to start. Maybe it's a newsletter. Maybe it's a marketing campaign. Just do it. You have to do it. You do that now, right now, literally, before it even becomes 2019. And you're going to have an amazing year. I'm so excited for you. And you guys that still, you're listening, but it goes out the other ear, and you're still doing the same old shit that got you business 5 years ago. You're doing the same thing. It's going to get less and less effective. Some of you guys are going to go out of business. I hate to say it, but that's how it works because the market's shifting too. It's not like it's still a seller's market everywhere. The market's shifting. Interest rates are going up. Things are tightening. So buckle up, everybody. But you're in the right place. So thank you guys so much for listening to this year in review. I hope you learned something, got some perspective on something. Maybe you just heard about some shit that you didn't know. But either way, I'm super excited to do Massive Agent Podcast and the Massive Agent Minute flash briefing for you guys again for another year. I will be doing episode 100 later on in 2019. So that's cool. but I cannot thank you enough. I just want to end the show today, first off, by saying Merry Christmas. I know this came, Christmas was 2 days ago from when this came out. Merry Christmas. I hope you had an amazing time with your friends, with your family, that you really got to reflect on how much awesome stuff you actually have in your life, how many things you should be grateful for, how many things really are going your way, even if you feel they're not. I hope Christmas helped highlight the positive stuff that you have going for you, because it's, you have so much more going for you than not. Then I want you to have an amazing 2019. Make sure that you subscribe to this show, because you do not want to miss the first month of episodes of the show. Next week, we have Kim Garcia, the director of Vayner Experience, on the show. She works directly for Gary Vaynerchuk. She does all of the events for Gary and his company. She's going to be on the show to talk about Agent 2021 and what the event is, what it means to real estate and mortgage. And then the next 4 to 6 weeks of guests are just going to be awesome. So stay tuned, subscribe. You don't want to miss a single episode. If you have not yet, I ask you, if you've received some value from the show, this is a free show. I do this for free for you guys. You don't have to pay for this. Please, if you've received value, to give some value back to the show, if you have not yet, please leave a review or a rating on iTunes. iTunes reviews help us so much. It helps with like podcasting SEO. It tells Apple, it tells iTunes, hey, this podcast is worth listening to. So if someone searches for real estate podcast, they're going to see this more and more, the more you guys leave reviews and ratings. So thanks for doing that if you already have. Thank you for doing that if you're about to do that. And also just help, whenever you see in a Facebook group, or whenever you see somebody like on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and they're like, hey, what are your favorite real estate podcasts? Throw our name in the hat. If you like this show, if you listen to this show, and if you've been listening to the end of this episode here, you must think there's something to this show. So share it, spread the word, recommend us whenever possible, whenever it's relevant to do so. And thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for your support. Have an amazing 2019. I cannot wait to show you what we have in store. Big announcements next week, like I alluded to a few times. Big guests coming up. Have an amazing, amazing 2019, guys. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll be right back.